Right now, nonprofits are sending out calls for donations before the end of the tax year. It can be hard for an organization to stand out from the crowd, to get people excited about opening up their wallets. So around the country, communities are trying to turn giving into more of an experience. Ben Allen from member station WITF reports that in one Pennsylvania county, the idea is working.
Lancaster County calls it the Extraordinary Give. In 24 hours, coffee shops, bars, performing arts centers, and retirement communities across the county host 60 events to encourage people to make a donation. There's pop-up Shakespeare.
Be not offended, for it hurts not him that he is loved of me.
Beat poetry.
You should be seen, not heard. Don't say a word.
And even a local performing arts center welcoming therapy animals. Sam Bressy is president and CEO of the Lancaster County Community Foundation, which runs the Extraordinary Give. 367 nonprofits participated this year.
They are whipping their support bases into a frenzy. So if I have 1,000 supporters or 100 supporters, and I can get those 100 supporters to talk to 10 of their friends, you've just multiplied. The exponential growth potential is huge.
Lancaster is part of a bunch of communities that are trying these giving days. Pittsburgh, Seattle, Miami, and North Texas all have their own events. But per capita, Lancaster's ranks near the top. At one event, Jason Allgaier and his wife were checking out all the choices on the Extraordinary Gives donation website, deciding which group they'd give to next.
We're bumping into people, and it just feels like almost like Christmas time already, with everybody out in the street celebrating and kind of all coming together.
About 30% of those who gave last year said it was their first contribution to a nonprofit in their life. Kat Rosketta is the executive director at the University of Pennsylvania's Center for High Impact Philanthropy.
Yeah, there's nothing like a great deadline that really focuses people's attention. They're kind of borrowing a page from some commercial activities, Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
But Rosketta says to keep donors coming back, it's important for nonprofits to follow up, letting people know how their donation is making a difference. Sam Bressy with the Community Foundation says his group is pushing others to think about going beyond one day.
And they need to connect with those individuals, find out why they gave and how they can connect deeper with them. A positive buzz and energy lives throughout the year.
But tonight, Bressy is hooting and hollering on stage in a downtown hotel after yet another record. That's $6.1 million, to be precise, when just 3 years ago, they raised $1.6 million. And to think, it only took 24 hours. For NPR News, I'm Ben Allen in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.